With just a week and a half to go before the primary elections, we begin a series of interviews this morning with the Republican and Democratic candidates for governor. State Treasurer Steve Grossman is one of the three Democrats in the race. He sat down with us in his state house office to talk about his campaign's final push and about leadership. When we were sitting in your outer office, we noticed many pictures of many leaders, FDR, JFK, John Glenn, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Mike Dukakis.
John Lewis.
John Lewis, the civil rights pioneer. Mm-hmm. Then here in your inner office, there are many more. I see the late Congressman Joe Moakley. I see John Kerry. There's more Michael Dukakis and Bill Clinton. Who do you like to think you'll emulate as governor in terms of leadership?
I'd point to a number of those people as people who have given me great role models for leadership. John Lewis put his life on the line in the civil rights movement and showed extraordinary courage, was beaten for it to within an inch of his life, yet became one of our country's great leaders during that time and as a result. Political courage, taking a stand, is something I believe is critical.
Let's talk about some issues if we can for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. State government, in keeping with your experience as a business owner, you say that the citizens of the Commonwealth deserve to be treated like valued customers. What's that mean to you?
That means that you bring performance metrics into the way you do your job. That means that if you can't measure something, you can't manage, and if you can't manage, you can't lead. And many things we do in government lend themselves to showing, did we perform on behalf of the people of the state? And finding a way to show citizens that we are spending their taxpayer dollars wisely and giving them a superb customer experience. They may be voters, they may be citizens, but fundamentally, treat them as customers. And if you think about them that way, you will constantly aspire to a higher level of performance. And government needs to aspire at all times to a higher level of performance.
Let me ask about drug addiction. You've said that you believe the state is mistakenly treating the opiate crisis as a criminal justice issue and that from your point of view it should be treated from a healthcare perspective.
Correct.
Explain.
Mm-hmm. Well, that plays out in several ways in terms of public policy. First, I've said very clearly that as governor, I will freeze new prison construction within the first month in office. We'll spend about $1 billion over the next 6 or 7 years in building new prisons and incarcerating people at a cost of $47,000 per prisoner. Let's take some of that money and put it into more detox beds, more step-down units, more recovery units, more community and residential-based care. It's proven to work. There is not a single detox bed in all of Franklin County or in Hampshire County, Northampton, Amherst, not a single detox bed. If you combine that with prevention, which means you bring mental health and behavioral health professionals into the schools, parents, teachers, and students educate, train, and prevent. And I believe we can undermine and put some significant halt to this explosion of opioid and substance abuse addiction, which is threatening all of us. There's nobody listening to us talk who doesn't know somebody who's been afflicted by this opioid epidemic. And it needs to be dealt with in the healthcare system more than the criminal justice system. Thousands of low-level drug offenders in prisons at a tremendous cost. We need to reclaim those lives, help them get clean, help them get workforce training, and get them back into the society, saving taxpayers money and rebuilding lives that have been broken by opioids and by addiction.
Bridgewater State Hospital, a mental health facility run by the State Department of Corrections, continues to be in the news. Did Attorney General Martha Coakley do the right thing by appointing a special prosecutor to look into the death there 5 years ago of a patient, Joshua Messier, who died while being restrained by guards? What would you have done in that case?
Well, I think she dragged her feet on this one. I mean, after all, Boston Globe came out with a serious article back in February to point out all the problems at Bridgewater State. I mean, this hospital needs a top-to-bottom review and may very well be something that needs to be closed. I mean, you cannot treat people who are afflicted with the most serious mental health and behavioral health issues under the Department of Corrections. I don't think that makes any sense. That's a different issue. The issue of the special prosecutor is one that she should have dealt with much earlier in the process.
Bigger picture on Bridgewater, are Governor Patrick's suggested reforms enough? Is it sufficient, as he proposes, to move all patients except those serving criminal sentences to other facilities run by the Department of Mental Health, or should oversight of the entire facility be moved to DMH?
I fundamentally think that having this facility under the auspices of the Department of Correction does not serve patients well and does not serve the taxpayers well. So I think some fundamental and serious reforms need to be done. I think the governor made some very thoughtful suggestions. Whether more needs to be done, I think I'm going to have to wait until I take a look at this as governor or governor-elect. But it'll be a top priority because I don't think the people of Massachusetts want to wait much longer.
Just over a week to go before the primary, polling data indicates you're closing the gap with the Democratic frontrunner Martha Coakley. You're sinking a wad of your own money into a $200,000 ad blitz in the last week, but you're still behind by double digits, at least at this point. You're going to close the gap. What will make the difference in the last week or so?
I'm the proven jobs creator in this field. Martha Coakley is the career prosecutor. That's just a statement of fact. And I think people want a jobs creator. Second, the army of activists. You got to turn out your vote. And finally, and I've said this quite a bit lately, and I'll say it again, being governor is about good judgment. We're electing a governor who carries the hopes and dreams and aspirations of the people of this state on his or her shoulders every single day. Judgment matters.
At the close of our conversation with Steve Grossman, on a much lighter judgment note, we talked about his passion for selecting just the right flavor of ice cream.
I hear that in some other part of this office you have an ice cream refrigerator. Is that true?
It is true. I have a freezer, and in that freezer right at the moment is a big tub of mocha chip and maybe one other flavor. When people say to me, Steve, how can you eat all that ice cream and not gain weight? My answer, I always order the kitty size.
And on that note, he scooped out a small cup of that big tub of mocha chip, walked back into his office, and went back to work. Democratic gubernatorial candidate, State Treasurer Steve Grossman.